Commencement remarks. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Chief of Police of the Los Angeles Police Department, Chief Charlie Beck.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I don't know if that was as loud as you did for the mayor. I have a couple of messages today, and I would like to ask the families to listen to me, and of course I demand that my newest police officers listen to me. This is my, next year will be my 40th year with the Los Angeles Police Department, and well, I am durable, if nothing else. And during that 40 years, and the years that I grew up as a son of a police officer, and then now as a father of police officers, I've learned some things. Not because I'm particularly smart, but because we've been through a lot. And that experience tempers your soul and gives you insight into your profession. So please listen. First, to the families. The mayor is absolutely right. These young men and women sit in these chairs because of you. Let me be more specific, though. In the many months that we've had them in the police academy, and then through the no telling how long they were in the selection process, we were able to mold them. We were able to make them stronger. I'm sure we made many of them lighter. We also taught them about the law, taught them about this organization. But the one thing that will make them successful, that will not only make them successful, but will allow them to survive what is a very difficult profession, you gave them. And you always have to remember that, because you will see them change. They will come back very wise in a very short amount of time, or so they will think. And you have to remind them that the thing that got them in the chairs is their character. Everything we do is about discovering their character. Are they resilient? Do they make good decisions? Do they make the right decisions? And that came from you. I can't teach that. I can discover it. I can do things that put a spotlight on it, but I can't create it, and you did. So you remind them of that, because the job has many influences, all of which try that character. Bring them back to center. Remind them while they're in those chairs. Now, to my newest police officers. You join what I think is the greatest police department in the nation, if not the world. We have been blessed with 11 straight years of crime reduction in this city because of the efforts of the men and women that wear that same uniform that you wear. But I want you to think about this. The effectiveness of a police department is not measured by the absence of crime. It's measured by the presence of justice. Think about that. Because you're going to hear a lot about crime fighting, crime strategies, and all of that. and that's important. But none of it is as important as justice. Now, what is justice? Justice is about equitable treatment. It's about doing the right thing, whether you're being watched or not. It's about treating people fairly. It's about obeying the rules of your profession. You see, as a police officer, you can never break the law to enforce the law. You can never bend the rules in the hopes of a positive result. This may be one of the only professions in which the results of what you do are not as important as how you do it. I need you to think about that. Shortcuts in law enforcement lead to nowhere. And that is a path that this police department will never travel. Not while I stand here. So to close, I want to tell you my philosophy in leading this police department. And that is this. It is a promise to the families, and it's a promise to you. While you protect and serve the people of Los Angeles, I pledge to protect and serve you. Thank you. God bless all of you. God bless Los Angeles Police Department.